Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The city plans include migrants in the annual street homelessness census. It's Wednesday, January 24th, and this is your New York Daily News. Wednesday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 46 and a low near 36. Before today's top story, with the life-saving COVID-fighting drug Paxlovid no longer covered by the federal government, a push is underway in Albany to ensure New Yorkers seeking the medication do not get gouged by pricey copayments. State Senator Brad Hoylman Siegel plans to introduce a bill on Tuesday that would require health insurers to cover the costs of Paxlovid for COVID-stricken New Yorkers, according to his office. The legislation, which would take effect at the start of 2025, comes in response to copayments that can run as high as $140, the senator's office said. Coverage by U.S. government expired this winter, though COVID deaths have dropped dramatically since the grisly winters of 2020, 2021, and 2022. The virus continues to kill upward of 100 New Yorkers a week, according to state health data. Use of Paxlovid can reduce the risk of death from COVID by 73%, according to a study posted by the National Institutes of Health last year. And ousted Republican Representative George Santos said Tuesday he misses being in Congress, but not so much that he feels compelled to vote in the special election for his replacement. "Sure, I miss it. Of course I do. I worked really hard to get there," Santos told reporters as he walked out of a hearing in his federal fraud case in Long Island. His remark is a turnaround from December when he told CNN, "to hell with this place," when he was expelled from the House of Representatives. Asked Tuesday about the special election for the House seat he held for 11 months, Santos told reporters, "I don't vote for Democrats." Santos appeared at a hearing on deadlines and dates in his fraud case. Judge Joanna Siebert said Tuesday, "they're making great progress in regard to getting the case ready for trial." Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Any migrants spotted sleeping outside will be counted as part of the city's annual street homelessness census this month, according to Adams administration officials. The so-called Hope Count, which was set to be conducted Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, involves city outreach workers and volunteers fanning across the five boroughs to tally how many individuals are sleeping on the streets. The tally is reported to the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department and used to assess how much federal funding the city should get for operating homeless shelters. In a Tuesday afternoon briefing, Deputy Mayor for Health and Human Services Ann Williams-Isom confirmed that newly arrived migrants, dozens of whom have been spotted sleeping outside a Manhattan intake center in recent weeks amid overcrowding in local shelters, will be included in the Hope Count. She said the city has 1,500 New Yorkers signed up to volunteer for the count, a number she called fantastic. However, asked by the Daily News after the briefing if she expects a bump in federal homeless aid as a result of an increase in the Hope Count, Williams-Isom demurred. Adams has since 2022 pleaded with the federal government to provide the city with more financial aid to tackle the migrant crisis. To date, the feds have provided less than $500 million, an amount Adams has characterized as a drop in the bucket when compared with the hundreds of millions of dollars the city says it's spending every month on housing and providing services for migrants. According to the latest data from Adams' office, nearly 70,000 migrants remain housed in city shelters. The city has shelled out more than $3 billion on housing, feeding, and providing them with services since the crisis started in spring 2022, Adams administration officials say. Adult migrants have recently been spotted sleeping outside the city's so-called re-ticketing center in the East Village, where they're instructed to go to reapply for shelter if they still need it after being removed from their previous placements under the Adams administration's 30-day policy. City Council members and advocates have said the policy, which limits consecutive shelter stays for migrant adults to 30 days, is inhumane and fueling street homelessness. Some of the migrants who have slept outside the East Village site say they are doing so because they're concerned they might otherwise lose their place in line for a new shelter bed. But Adams said in Tuesday's briefing that the 30-day restriction is critical to maintaining capacity in the shelter system. He also argued that any migrants who are sleeping outside are doing so by choice. "We're not telling anyone they have to sleep outside on the street," he said. "People are making the decision that this is what they want to do. We are creating rooms for people to wait in." For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.